It is time now to have a look at or an overview at how we will solve the stochastic differential equations in finance in general. There is, in fact, a simple way to calculate the function of a stochastic variable through the Itô lemma. So you could, in principle, mimic the evolution of any financial derivative, an option depending on an underlying, simply with the Itô lemma. You could start from an initial or a terminal value which is known, and then add increments to approximate possible outcomes either later or earlier in time, depending on which way you want to go. Taking at the end a statistical average over these possible outcomes, you can calculate an expectancy, and these are methods which will be used later, which can be used in terms of trees or with Monte Carlo techniques for simulations. The main drawback of such statistical methods is the slow convergence, which goes as 1 divided by the square root of the number of samples which you take. And the difficulty of this calculation can be reduced and spotted in the term which is proportional to the Wiener increment. Now, there is in principle a way to reduce the uncertainty and the risk. We saw that in the very first chapter that you can reduce the volatility by combining anti-correlated assets. And in the same way, in a mathematical expression, you could in principle combine different terms which are anti-correlated to get rid totally of the fluctuations. And therefore, this suggests a strategy which is to eliminate the randomness of an expression and calculate a portfolio with delta hedging, which is then entirely deterministic. So the strategy is first to create a portfolio and combine one derivative, which you want to calculate, like an option, with a yet unspecified number of the underlying. And if you change the sign, you will see that the number minus delta of the underlying asset and the option itself will be anti-correlated. Now you can calculate what is the incremental value in time of your portfolio by calculating the superposition of the incremental value of the derivative minus delta times the incremental value of the underlying. Now, if you choose the value delta so as to exactly cancel out the random component which is proportional to the Wiener increment, then you can in principle make the total value of the portfolio deterministic. Now the value of this delta is very well described, is the derivative of the function, that's the financial value of the financial derivative with respect to the market or the spot price. In the third step, you will then use non-arbitrage arguments telling that since now you have a deterministic value of your portfolio, you don't take any risk, and therefore you cannot earn more than the risk-free interest rate which you can earn from the central bank. If this were not the case, then you would in fact have arbitrage opportunities, and there would certainly be people who, for example, would borrow money if the earnings were larger and make a riskless profit by investing in this option, which would rise the price of the option and therefore bring back the price to where it should be. Now, reassembling the small deterministic incremental values of the portfolio, you can create a partial differential equation, which you can then solve more efficiently than the stochastic differential equation. Of course, you will need to always rehedge your portfolio in time. At every time step, in principle, you need to calculate a new value for the delta so as to make the portfolio purely deterministic. And we'll show that you can do that in two cases, for example, in the stock and the bond market. And later on, we'll see that sometimes this may be difficult to realize practically.